Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's an organization that I'm hearing about called I'm Telling Don't Shoot. You may have seen the video of this story where these people are going door to door handing out flyers. And it sounds to me like the thrust of the message is we're going to tell. Too many people know who pulled the trigger. We need to start telling who pulled the trigger. That's one way to stem the tide. We're talking about systemic changes that need to take place in Chicago. But if nothing else, let's at least cooperate with the police. This is me talking now. Let's at least cooperate with the police and tell them who pulled the trigger, or at least who we suspected. Early Walker is the founder of that organization. Early, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's my little monologue about this. What do you think about what I've said so far?
So I totally agree with you as it relates to individuals. Someone does know who's pulling these triggers, and we're just trying to get to the bottom of it. We have too many of our kids, more importantly, our babies that are being killed due to senseless gun violence.
Yeah. Are you in the Inglewood neighborhood, or are you on the west side?
So I actually grew up on the west side of Chicago, but this is not necessarily a west side issue. It's not a south side issue. It's not a east side. It is a community issue because unfortunately, you know, someone's child, you know, that day, but it can very well be my child the next day.
What do the flyers say? I saw the story, but what is the message that you guys are getting out there?
So the actual flyer was a reward flyer. It was just pretty much us putting information out to the community, letting them know that our organization, business owners, have come together, and we are putting our dollars together and putting our money where our mouth is. And so the flyer pretty much reflected the $25,000 reward that is being offered for the one-year-old baby that was killed, Sincere Gaston. And we have also let the communities know that we're not going to stop there. I mean, we are calling on all business owners, business leaders to partner with us in this. My goal with this organization is to raise $1 million so that we can eventually be able to offer $100,000. We are just pleading with the killers, you know, begging them to, you know, stop shooting, stop killing our babies, you know, stop killing the elderly, stop killing the women. Too many innocent bystanders that are being taken away, you know, before their time. And so we just want them to, you know, just pay attention. You know, we have a lot of shooters out here that are shooting that don't know how to shoot. I mean, and they're just literally, you know, you're hearing too many stories of innocent bystanders, you know, lives being taken from us.
Well, even if they do know how to shoot, don't shoot. Do you have your ear to the ground, Early? Do you know if people in the community know who actually killed Sincere Gaston? I mean, is it generally understood that that information is out there? Or maybe the reason that somebody hasn't come forward is because, in fact, nobody knows in this case.
So I believe a lot, oftentimes, it's called silence, and it's pretty much because of fear, you know, as it relates to being a target for speaking out. But, you know, I mean, as I always say, you know, we have to start speaking out against it, you know, things like this, because, like I said, I mean, it's that person's kid today, but it could very well be our kid. You know, I'm a father of four as well, and so I am, you know, scared, you know, for my children, you know, every day, you know, because here it is, we're seeing instances where these are people that are just riding the car, you know, going to the grocery store, going to the gas station, and here it is, you know, they're losing their lives. So it's not like it's a thing, individual thing of a person necessarily coming to their home or anything like that. It's literally people just going out doing day-to-day things, and here it is, tragedy strikes.
You don't know, though, if the community has a sense of who this is.
So I don't know for sure. I do know that As we were out engaging with some of the community, you know, we did get a sense of that they do know. You know, we had some individual businesses that didn't want us to post the signs, didn't want us to post rewards. So I do believe that there is some sense of knowing, just for the sake of, you know, them turning us down. You know what I mean? So I just, my whole thing is we're urging, you know, for them to speak up. We also, in addition to putting the funds up, you know, we're letting the killer know that, hey, if he turns himself in, you know, just as a method of us getting the killers off the street, we're willing to help with the legal fees. We do not feel that the individuals or the kids that are being killed are targets. You know, so as a result of that, if they turn themselves in and we don't have to have the community get involved, we're also offering to help with their legal fees.
Interesting strategy there. What happens if somebody typically tells? If they cooperate with the police and that's known in a neighborhood, there was a book out last summer about a summer in Chicago, and that book tells the story of somebody who cooperated with the police, with the prosecutors. Their house was burned down. Sometimes people themselves get killed if it's believed that they were cooperating. Does that really happen? Can you comment on that early? What's going on out there?
Yeah, so, I mean, that is a part of, I think, the fear. You know, so we are asking individuals to come forth anonymously. You know, any tips can help. You know, so we're not asking for them to come forth and have to testify or any of that. We're just pretty much asking for them to come forth with any information that could possibly lead to us finding the killers. That's our main focus right now. We don't want to put anyone at risk. We don't want to put, you know, anyone to where they don't feel comfortable. But also the reward money is, you know, significant, because if that person does need to move out of the area or leave the area or leave town, whatever the case is, we want it to be enough, you know, for them to be able to, you know, relocate or do what they need to do.
Are you worried for your own safety in this case? At least they know who you are early.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people that have asked me that, you know, but I feel like, you know, and I am a faith, you know, believer. But, you know, coming up in the community, you know, there was a code of, you know, kids are off limits, our elderly off limits, and our women are off limits. And so I'm just trying to push that message back into the community as it relates to gun violence. When people ask, am I scared, am I worried? I mean, absolutely. I mean, but I was scared and worried before this. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it could simply be a sense of me just going to the grocery store, me going, you know, walking down the block with my kid and something can happen. So I just feel like all business owners need to get engaged with this. Yeah.
How old are your kids, Early?
So my kids are one, and then I do have an 8-year-old, and I have a 12-year-old as well. You know, so I can relate, you know, as it relates to all of these shootings. I mean, I've got kids that are close to, you know, every age, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, I would hate to have something happen in my household and I not said anything. Oftentimes we see individuals step up after something has happened in their families. But why not step up before something happens?
David, I had a question for you on line 3. David, you're on WGN. What's on your mind?
Oh, my gosh. I applaud you, my friend, for doing what you're doing. But what stops people that know information now to wait until the reward money gets bigger? And they could have come forward now, but they held off for more money.
Well, I think that's a gamble that they have to take, because as you say, that particular individual might know something, but who knows how many individuals know something? So do you gamble and take the risk?
Somebody else is going to get the money.
Or do you speak up now?
Interesting question. Thank you for the call, David. You know, the thing, too, is that's a strange number to come up with. You'd think on the one hand, if you know, like, for instance, you describe the code in the street. You don't kill kids, you don't kill babies, you don't kill women. Is that what you said, the rule of the street is? Okay, that's bizarre. In other words, it's okay to kill each other. It's okay to kill men. It's okay to kill. Is it okay to kill young women, 20-year-old women? It's not okay to kill anybody. But I hear what you're saying in that case. Go ahead, Early.
So let me clarify that. So no, I do not condone killing at all. However, I do know that killing in our streets isn't going to stop. Violence is not going to stop. It's been happening, you know, since the end of time. So my whole thing is if we can at least get the honor code back into the streets of getting our innocent bystanders. And that was pretty much my pinpoint when I named the babies, when I named the elderly, when I named the women. Innocent bystanders, in essence. So at the end of the day, that's really my whole main focus and my whole goal. And so I just don't want it to be to where, that focus gets taken off.
Yeah. Well, Early, I think that's tragic, too. I mean, I'm sorry, your description of a way to make the streets a little safer is at least let's go back to the code in which we agreed to kill each other but not innocent bystanders is itself just insane. That's crazy, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the whole purpose of this. I am hoping that other business owners do decide to galvanize, you know, with us. I mean, whether it be standing with us or, you know, financially. We do have a few business owners that have stepped up, Appleton Credit, Joy Management, and a few others that have stepped up. But I'm not asking for everyone to stand in the forefront. If you guys don't want to stand in the forefront, you know, by all means, just help us out behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Because my goal is to, in addition to the funds that we have collaborated together, like I said, I want to raise $1 million. I mean, that's my goal. I want to be able to put pressure where pressure is needed, and not even necessarily locally as it relates to Chicago. I mean, this is a national issue, you know, and so I feel like, you know, if we put the dollars behind this, if the business owners and our community galvanize together, I do feel like there could be some type of an impact. I literally just spoke with CPD a couple of days ago when we actually put everything out. We got a call the next morning from one of the representatives from them saying, hey, our phone lines have not rung this much in a long time. You know, so I do feel like it is being effective. I do feel like it is working.
Well, but you're talking about reward money. Early Walker's on a phone line, founder of an organization in Chicago called I'm Telling Don't Shoot. You may have heard about them recently. But are you talking about raising money as a reward, or are you talking about... I mean, presumably people would be able to say something without a reward. So are you not just telling people, cooperate with the police, tell them if you know who pulled the trigger, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So that has been a message that we have been pushing out for quite some time. Unfortunately, in the era we're in now,
That's not getting it done.
Exactly. And there's a code of silence that has taken over the city of Chicago, and a lot of it is because of fear.
So what's the number? What do you think the price is then, Early? Like, how much would it require? $5,000? $50,000? You've generated $25,000 privately amassed. I mean, the city isn't giving you this money, right? This is private donations,
right? This is all business owners that have just collaborated and pretty much are fed up. Some of the business owners in the group have lost kids to gun violence. Some haven't. Some have, you know, everyone has kids, though. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I'd rather stand up, speak now, instead of being on the other end.
Yeah.
And I lose my kid, and I didn't say anything or do anything. And then now, all of a sudden, hey, I want to step up. You know what I mean?
Well, do you live in a violence-prone area yourself?
No, I don't. But I think at this particular, in this era of time, I don't think any area is off limits.
Yeah.
And I emphasize that. I mean, we've seen killings in the most, you know, the best areas. I mean, from Beverly, you know, to, you know, the Austin area. We just literally had Logan Square right down the street from the mayor. You know, we just saw a 10-year-old lose her life. So I don't feel like any area is off limits when it comes to violence.
John had a question for you. You're on WGN, John. What can we do for you?
Actually, it wasn't a question. It was a comment that, until the people that are living in the neighborhoods where all the violence is taking place, until they say enough, until they themselves organize, now, yes, they need the assistance of the police and everything else, but they have to get so fed up that they have to come together and say, we will not take this anymore, and that's the only way I see change taking place.
John, you know, I watched this TV report on, I think, Channel 7, and that's, it wasn't you early, but it was one of the people walking with you, and the guy said that. He goes, this isn't the outside, dude. This is, we are doing this to ourselves, so if nothing else, we have to at least save our own skin by cooperating. And I maybe that's the wrong word, cooperating, but dude, you got to tell if you know who pulled the trigger.
I totally agree.
And I think the city of Chicago needs to provide the impetus. I have a friend who works in inner cities across the country. The biggest need, he says, in the inner city is not money, it's not better education, any of those things. It's leadership. We need people that live within those communities to identify leaders that will then help organize and, yes, connect with the police, connect with the city, connect with social service, all the things, business, churches. We need faith-based. But all those things got to come together, but it has to start in the neighborhood.
Thanks for the phone call, John. You have a good day.
You too.
Do you, Early, have an opinion about the police presence in some of the neighborhoods? I'm hearing it both ways. We need more, we need fewer.
So, yes, as it relates to the police, I do feel like there is a more, police presence needed. I do also feel like it should be more like-minded or like race police present in communities as well. I mean, because that's another thing. I mean, the police aren't received well in certain areas, you know, whereas others are. You know what I mean? So if you're an African-American, community, you have a more highly populated African-American race, you know, then we need more African-American police to be able to relate as well. Because then that does stir up issues and problems, you know, as it relates to particular communities as well. And to John's point, I totally agree with him. I literally was just saying this yesterday, that the community has to get fed up first. That's where it starts. And if the community gets fed up, then none of this makes any sense. I'm just trying to light a match. That's what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, it takes someone to add the gasoline from the community for that match to make sense.
Early, I'm out of time. If folks want to make a donation or find out more about your organization, what's the website for I'm Telling Don't Shoot? Do you have one? What are you doing there?
Yes. So it is www.imtellingdontshoot.com. Again, www.imtellingdontshoot.com. Also, we are on social media, I'm Telling Don't Shoot, on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. If I can help you out down the road, Early, let me know. Good luck to you guys, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you have a good day.
All right, you too.
That's the strangest conversation.